everyone. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. So if you'd like to maybe type in on the fast chat one of the more simpler healings. I don't want to do anything with the ET worms or anything like that. That gets to be a little complicated. And we have some archives that can help you out with that. And the biggest archive that people like, that when I get emails, they like the one on 11:30. That takes care of a lot of little critters. So let's first do some entity clearings. These are the critters that are here from the earth plane here. Emotional stuff here. Here we go. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and you're going to help them get released from you. And if you've been on the show for a while, you might just kind of notice how you're feeling. Maybe just think about how your life was a few months ago or 6 months ago or so, and just kind of sample a look at yourself and see how the healings are working for you. And here we go, doing some more work here, getting out these entities. We're working with their feet up to the knees now and now to the waist and moving up our back. If you have any concerns in a certain area, just kind of concentrate there if you wish. And we'll see if we can get them released from you. This show is about doing healings, instantaneous healings with everybody. And hopefully you're all going to experience something today happening with you. If you don't sense it, that could be just the reason why maybe you're just not really sensitive to healing work or understanding what's actually happening. So you don't have to really know, and you don't have to be actually feeling this like a thunderbolt of lightning going through you, because the healings always work, whether you know it or not. So that's not the criteria for having a healing, is being able to sample the energy and to go, oh yeah, I really got this when I understand it. But you will find that as time goes on, maybe a few days or so, you'll feel a relief typically of situations in your life. So here we go. We're now working on your neck energies. A subconscious mind healing we have listed here. Well, we'll see about that one here. And here we go. And working with the top of our head right now. And these energies now are being released. So what I'd like you to do now is just to kind of sit back, and we're going to bring in more of your spirit into your body. But you should not leave your body if you can. You know, always stay in, that's the best thing to do. So especially in meditation, you don't want to leave your body. And even when you go to sleep, you shouldn't. So here we go, coming back into your body. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And come in a little stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, are you there, Sylvia? Hello, Sylvia. Well, she was there a little bit ago. So we'll just continue on here. If you are there, Sylvia, just butt in when I'm talking, okay? We have some clearings here. I'm going to do a chakra alignment first here. Go to your heart center, move it around a little bit. There we go. Throat chakra. There we go. Third eye coming down now below the heart, power center. There we go. And second chakra, first chakra. Okay. Going to do a chakra opening, make it a little wider opening for you. I'd like to go body with the chakra energy. So here we go, heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going up one more to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going down, third power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And I will do the mind to heart drop. And this you should be doing yourself. I imagine everybody listening probably is. So what you want to do is just think of your forehead as the awakening consciousness, mental body, whatever you want to call it, ego self. There's many names that you can use here. And this is what the thoughts are coming from inside of your head. This is a separate body. And this body is deluding you from hearing your spirit, basically. It's very, very strong. And remember, the mind is, you know, what the negative side likes to use all the time. So you want to release the mind to the heart. This is the whole process here of the show to help you to get in touch with your heart center. And this is why we do healings for that, so you can become more in your body and listen to your heart. So we're going to drop you down now. So think of the 10th floor of the elevator being in your forehead, and the first floor is your heart. And we're dropping down, and I'll just count from 10 backwards down to 1. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and again, just sit back and kind of sample, see how you feel. And you should feel like you're in your heart center. The way you're going to know is that your thoughts will be inside of your chest cavity instead of being, you know, between your ears there. So just see how it feels here. And I'll just have some silence for about a half a minute here for everybody. Okay, Sylvia, are you there around anywhere?
Yes, I'm back on the line now, so got
okay.
The phone all sorted out. So welcome, everyone, and hi, Ron.
Hi, hello.
So we've got a lot of requests that people are typing in on the fast chat for different types of healings, but they're not necessarily ones that you specifically have done before. So I'll just read a couple, and then you can see if it's something you want to take up right now or not.
Okay.
And the first request we have is for a trauma clearing.
That one we could do. So, there's only one of you out there with trauma stuff today. So, it's a joke. Here we go. So we'll go back the last week here, I guess. So we'll go back. We'll just go back 5 days here. And here we go. This is for trauma. Wow. Somebody has trauma, or maybe all of you have trauma. Here we go. So going back 5 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Got in again. Holy smokes. So 4 days back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Got in again. Man. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Let me kind of tune in here and just see if we can add a little more to this trauma clearing here. Well, I'm getting the word from some of you, in a sense. I get the word betrayal, so I don't know what that means. It could be from other people betraying you. It could be betraying yourself. There's many headings for that. So we'll do a betrayal clearing here. And writing that down here. So here we go. I've got it again. Well, 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'm also getting, we'll do a clearing on not being good enough. That's probably heavy judgment upon yourself. So here we go. 6 cleared, 5 days ago, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 4 days, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 days, oh man, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 days, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and yesterday, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So, let me think on the subconscious mind here. So go ahead, Sylvia, if you want to add anything here, and I'll just kind of decide how to do this process here.
Well, it's interesting. You were talking about the subject of not being good enough and self-judgment, and it's such an interesting topic of judgment in general, whether it's directed at yourself, directed at other people, and it just seems to be the thing that really separates us from the divine and causes us to hold on to all kinds of densities and things, and it's great to get rid of that.
Yeah, so I'm going to try something and just see if this helps. We're going to do a sample clearing of... I'm going to choose to select 5 of the 108 bodies, and we're going to do a chakra alignment on each one. I'm just curious to see if this is going to affect the subconscious mind. So here we go. Body 1, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So those chakras are all in alignment. And body number 2, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Body number 3, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 4, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And number 5, I'm yawning again, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So this is how the major chakra systems align themselves with the particular body. So they're all into alignment now. So anybody would like to just go on the fast chat and just see if that helped you, people who wanted to have the clearing of the subconscious mind. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see what we have next. We had a request for the anger body clearing.
Okay. So we'll go back again 5 days. Here we go, anger. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Wow. People have been through a lot the last few days. 3 days, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1 day. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And I hope you're not allowing the horoscope to control your life or something. Did a lot of yawning. I did more on this show than a lot of them that I've done previously here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I have a question actually for you. We have quite a few requests for different emotions, like the anger that you just addressed, and then also we have someone asking for a regret clearing, a blame clearing, a fear clearing. Would those kind of just all fall under the heading of an emotional clearing if we just did that, or do they need to be specifically addressed?
Normally the emotional one should take care of quite a bit of that. Let's just do the emotional clearing here.
Okay, great.
So this is the emotional clearing. And here we go. 5 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Boy, I'm yawning again. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Yesterday. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. And today, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th cleared, 3rd clear, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. We'll see you what the past chat looks like here.
Okay, well, I was thinking maybe we could just let people sit with this energy for just a little bit. And
we want to walk around, too, to release energy.
Yeah, walk around and then activate the light being, which would be wonderful.
Okay, let's, if you're new to the show, just go to Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And you're going to see the light being here. And she's on my monitor screen right now, so we're going to activate her. Here we go. Okay. There we go. You might see her change here a little bit. And she's becoming more three-dimensional on my monitor screen. And here we go. In fact, we'll do a clearing here. I just read in one of the fast chat energies or from Pauline here. Some people get their chakras kind of confused, not knowing it. And I remember working with a lady, God, it must have been 10 years ago, and she kept saying that she would have sex with men, not knowing why, but she wanted to get love from them. And I said, man, your chakras are kind of mixed up there. We did this clearing on one of our shows probably 6 months ago, I think. So what we're going to do is, for the people who think that they're getting love by having sex, okay, we're now going to take the energy from the second chakra, that is where you put your heart energy, and we'll bring that back up to your heart, okay? And then we're going to take the energy of the second chakra out of the heart and bring it down back to the second chakra. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, totally. It sounds great.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to take the energy from the, we'll go from the heart first. So we're going to take the sexual energy, second chakra energy of love, and bring it into the second chakra here. So here we go. I'm going to drop it down. So we'll just count to 10 here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very good here. And now we're going to bring up the heart energy from the second chakra and bring it into the heart where it should be. So same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do one more here. A lot of women that I find do readings from people, or they sample energy with their power center. And it should be done with your third eye. So what we're going to do is take the sixth chakra energy, and where it's containing the third chakra, okay? Same process like we did before. So we're going to take this energy out so you can have a good, clear power chakra and sixth chakra. So we're going to take out your energy that you normally would try to read with that is now attached to your power chakra energy that's in your sixth chakra. So here we go, dropping down now, getting that energy out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to take your sixth chakra energy out of your power chakra, number 3, and bring it back to itself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I think we're going to do the, let's do the throat chakra. This is all new here. Let's take the energy from the first chakra, which first is like survival, force of will. I would guess this person would be the type that would really want to express themselves, maybe how poor life is or something, you know, and they want to really get up there and talk about situations like that, I'm guessing. So here we go. We're going to bring the energy from the fifth chakra that normally is survival-related down to the first chakra now. So same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to bring the fifth chakra energy up from the first chakra back to the fifth. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just see how people respond to this on the fast chat. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, boy, we've had a lot of requests and a lot of clearings, and it does feel like people have had kind of a rough time lately. So,
yes, like that.
Maybe we could just bring in the grace energy from the creation light ship and just sort of let everyone experience that.
Okay, so here we go. Here comes the grace energy. And I'll count to 10. It'll be in your room, coming through the light beam on your screen. So here she comes. Or here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We'll bring in some peace energy again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How's that, Sylvia?
Oh, that feels great. And I love how you've described in the past about the grace energy, and I forget how you put it exactly, maybe the one that you, when everything kind of goes to hell in a handbasket, and it just tends to clear off all of that.
Yep.
That's wonderful. So I hope everyone felt that and is really enjoying just experiencing those frequencies. So let's see, we've got many requests on the fast chat, and someone mentioning that they really felt that exchange from the sixth and the third, the different chakras, getting their energies sorted out. So that's great. That's really interesting. I don't think we've done that before on this program. So
yeah, let's try one going from the seventh into the heart.
Oh, okay.
I think some people think that the divinity or their connection to the divine is in their crown chakra. So I'm going to do the same one here. And if we can have somebody comment too, that'd be great. So here we go. We're taking the energy from the heart out of the crown. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to just reverse the process and take the energy from the crown out of the heart. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I'm noticing on the fast chat, in addition to the request for the emotional clearing, we had a request for the mental body, the sensory body, and the pain body. So, Ron, maybe you could just talk a little bit about the basic clearings that you do and sample a few of those.
Sure. I guess first off, I wish I didn't do these healings because I wish that we were all in much better shape. And unfortunately, there's bodies that have not been cleaned out, so we have to do these. And believe me, I just wish that we were a lot more whole than what we are. So we'll first do the mental body. And when I do sessions with people, I charge $5 times their age, and we go through your whole lifetime, going from your current age back to conception. So here's a mental body sample, and we'll go back again 5 days. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That was 4 days, I think. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second, nope, that was yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I can feel all this mental energy buzzing inside of me here. So if difficult sometimes. I run all the energies through my body when I'm working on everyone here. Now we'll do the pain body. And here we go, 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And what other body do you want to do, Sylvia? You want to do like a pure body?
Let's do the sensory body. So this is especially good for anybody that tends to get overloaded or is extremely sensitive to things around them, and they tend to take on, you know, or feel other people's stuff too much and different things like that.
Okay, here we go, sensory body. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, what's next, Sylvia?
Let's see, we have a request, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, a request for a spirit infusion. I don't know if they're talking about the light infusion chamber or something else. So.
Well, I do a spirit infusion session with people. I don't know how I would do that without doing the whole time. Let me think here, that that even be possible. Because we brought your spirit back to you. Initially, at the first part of the show here. So as much as they could do is in you right now.
You know, maybe what we could do, we haven't done this for a bit, but in the past sometimes you've had the spirit energy come in and out through the feet, and so it would really get into the lower part of the body and give people a chance to feel that energy going through them so they can experience that.
Sure, okay, so we get a little piece of chocolate here. It's a pretty high energy day today here, so there we go. So boost me up a little bit here. So here we go. I'm going to bring you into your feet with your spirit. Normally you come into the heart or the crown chakra and the crown. So what we're going to do here is bring you in now through your feet. So if you're really sensitive, you might actually feel a little dizzy, and this is normal. And then it'll go away within a half a minute, probably. So I'm going to take your spirit and have it now come in through your feet. It'll take it in and out. So here we go. Coming out of your body momentarily, coming back in through your feet. There we go, and up to your knees and your waist, solar plexus, and now you're in fully. And coming out again, same process, bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist, solar plexus, shoulders, head, now you're in. So here we go. Out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. There you should feel more condensed in your body. And if you have tingling happening in your legs, your feet, maybe your hip joints or someplace, if you feel something tingling, that's a really good sign because you know that your spirit probably was not there to help you with healing. Back to you, Sylvia.
So that's great. So as the spirit comes into those different areas that maybe it hasn't been in fully for a while, then people should probably experience tingling and kind of new life returning to those areas?
Yes, that's correct.
That's great. Wonderful. So, if anyone felt that energy, if you'd like to type that in on the fast chat, that would be wonderful. And let's see, what else do we have on the fast chat? We have a request from Pranav for the light infusion chamber. I don't know if that's something you would like to take up or not, but... just read it to you.
Yeah, we'll go on for 15 seconds. I believe we had a request with one person on the line here. I haven't got back to him yet, but yeah, I'll be doing a $20 session. So,
you want to tell people what this is all about?
Sure. I can bring up the light chamber instantly. Just give me a jingle, and it's $20 for 5 minutes. And believe me, it's we've been on it before. It basically kicks butt. And you get so much energy coming into you that we have to break every minute when I do it in person because it's just so strong. So the 5 minute of time is actually about a 4 minute total light ship experience. And you are on the light ship completely anyway. And it just brings in light into every cell of your body. The extraterrestrials that made us, that dropped us off here, we'll say, on this prison planet that they created for us here, basically, for the mindset here, took out the energy out of us, the DNA strands, et cetera, our consciousness, so that we could not hold or actually get light into ourselves. And what the light ship does now for the ascension process is put light into your cells, and this is the start of your ascension process, because all of a sudden now your cells have light in them. So we'll do this for 15 seconds. This is a sample for everyone. And again, sit back and relax. We do this, I think, a little bit on the 4-hour call that I think is the 19th of this month, I believe, the third Saturday. So if you're interested in having a much better experience of healing, definitely go on that call at $60 on Saturday at 1 o'clock PST. And I think it is the 19th. You could check that, Sylvia, if you could.
Yeah, the 19th is the third Saturday of April. So.
Okay. Well, here we go. This is a 15-second light ship healing. And I'll count to five, then we'll be going to the light ship. And this part will work on the archives. Here we go. Coming up, and it'll probably work about four times for you. The light ship knows about, you know, who and what you are, so they'll probably give you about a four-time experience here, and that's about it. So going up now, you're there. And we'll just enjoy this here. It's about 5 seconds. Here we go. And 10 seconds. And 15, and now we're out of the chamber. So, anybody wants to comment on it? I felt a lot of energy come into me, and this is putting light into your body cells. So if you do go on the archives, this will only work probably four times for you throughout the history of the archives. So, you may want to do it sparingly here. Back to you, Sylvia.
So, I'll just clarify that for anybody that might be new to this radio program and might not know exactly what we're talking about. There is an archive section on BBS. All of the programs on BBS, when they're being broadcast live, are free to anyone who listens to them. And I think there's a very, very small charge if you want to be able to access any of the archived programs. There's a small annual fee or monthly fee for that. And you can listen to any of the programs that have already been recorded over again and listen to them as often as you want to either hear the material again or sample the healings and so on. And so that's what Ron's talking about the archives, if you're listening to it that way. Right now we're broadcasting live, so we'll continue on, I guess, with the requests that we have for today. And we do have a request to activate a glass of water to help people with entity clearing and so on. So is that something you'd like to do, Ron?
That sounds good, the entity busting water. So
okay.
Let's the Ghostbuster water. So what we can do is I'll give everybody a chance to get their glass of water here, and we'll do the healing here with the water, bringing the special divine energies into it in about 2 minutes, I guess. Because we could talk a little bit. The light ship comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. And Jesus came from the light ship 2,000 years ago, and that's what he was doing here. And he was teaching and healing people to get rid of their densities, much like we're doing on this show here. It's the same basic process. So you have to get rid of the densities out of your body for the ascension. And that's what he came to do. And this show is basically run by the light ship. They come down and kind of guide me, guide Sylvia, and showing us what to do on each show. We don't have much preparation. We just get on and it kind of flies from there. So this is why everything is very live. What they want to do now is bring in a male energy into the photograph on your screen. And so just bring up the light beam if you have your computer on. Hopefully you do. Hopefully your monitor works. And put her in front of you, and this now will be, the her will become a him. And the light beam, the males always come in groups of three. Where the females, maybe they feel more secure, and they come in singular. So here comes three light beam male doctors, and they're going to come in right now to activate your water. And the water that you're having activated, you can drink today and tomorrow. Do not dilute it. Just drink it the way it is. Don't add anything to it. And after tomorrow, it will not work. And it'll hold special codes to help chase out these entities from you. So here we go. They're coming in right now. And they are very, very strong. Normally the room will become very crisp, very electric when they come in. And you can all have that experience for yourself here. So we'll bring them in. So stronger, stronger. And you might watch the monitor change. Before it had a female energy. And now it'll be more electric, more male. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, how's that feel to you, Sylvia?
Feels wonderful. It's so interesting also to watch that beautiful energy come in and to feel that. So that's great.
Okay, so here we go. Put the glass of water between your hands here. And we'll just count to 10, and at 10 the water will be fully activated and charged to help you with the entities. So here we go. 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might feel your hands kind of buzzing there. If some of you have a much another problem with entities, maybe really, really strong, this water feels great to me. I was going to say we could do it again, but it's already completely charged up. So just drink your water now. And just see how your body's feeling, sampling the energy as it goes through you. Remember, in the same process, since your body's made up of, 80% water, your whole body got charged also to get rid of entities. So, two things actually happened to you. Back to you, Sylvia.
So, I'm not sure I completely got what you just said. Were you saying that as the light being came in and then was activating the water in our glasses, they were also activating the water in our bodies?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's great. Boy, I think everyone should be feeling pretty wonderful right now with all of these clearings and this water. It's wonderful. So let's see, we have a few more requests, and not all of them do I fully understand, so I'll just pass them to you, Ron, and then you can take them up if you think it's appropriate for right now. One person is asking for an identity clearing of 3D programs.
Okay, let me think on that one here. I'm thinking the light ship is seeing what they can do for this. It might be pretty complex, so I'm just trying to see if they can do something to give some relief here. Identity clearing. Okay. Man, programs, 3D programs. Okay, we'll do a clearing. Let's everyone think of a program that they're running. And it could even be like looking at sci-fi stuff. Think of something that you always do that may not be good for you. Or that maybe it's a habit. And we'll try to eliminate that from you here. So I'll give you just maybe a few moments here just to think about that. I know we all have something that maybe we're addicted to or some kind of program that we keep running in this 3D reality here, which maybe might not be beneficial for us here. And the same program is what the entities could possibly use to tie into. So I think everybody has probably thought of one or two things here. I wouldn't do more than two, just do one or two. So here we go. I'm going to do the clearing from counting. So one, and at 10 it'll be released. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. We'll just see if that has helped everyone here. Let's work with the mind on this one also here. Let's pick on a body that we don't know what it would be, what the body number is, that's storing this program also. Remember, it can be stored many ways in us. And the key to having healings is to try to figure out what body is holding the key for success here. Sometimes different bodies will hold parts of it, and we attack, but we go to each individual healing, and it gets better and better and better. And then you finally hit the last one after it finally surfaces, and you go, ah, that's the one that we needed, but we needed the rest in between to help us out. So let's pick on I'm going to do three bodies here for some reason. So they're going to pick three bodies and think of the thought of what you're dealing with here. And we're going to go to the first body and release it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, to see how that's working for everyone here, and we'll check the fast chat and see what's happening here. Looks like there's somebody saying that the entity water was probably good, I guess, there. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, can you talk a little bit about those 108 bodies so people might have a better understanding of what that all is?
Yeah, there's 108 bodies, and they attach to the chakras. So if some of those bodies become corrupted, say by the dark side, or misplaced, taken away, the light ship has to go out and find individual pieces to put you back into wholeness. So if you just think of them as like telephone poles, as you go down maybe a highway and you look down and see the telephone poles or fence poles, they all should be in the proper alignment. And sometimes these bodies can get turned sideways or put upside down. The dark side does a lot of funny things to us. They can steal part of the body. And if the body isn't connected properly to the chakras, or if they're missing chakra energy in a certain part of it, your healing may not work successfully. And so there's a lot of issues there, and it gets to be kind of complex. But that's basically what the bodies are. They make up the physical body. They hold energy for us, and our spirit works and unites with these bodies to help do healings with us. And this is why, you know, we don't always heal instantly, because these bodies are corrupted. So what we have is 108 bodies that work with the physical. And our spirit has to unite with each one of these bodies in wholeness to have a complete healing. And then what I can do, too, is take your spirit energy and unite it with each one of these bodies throughout your current age. And that would be probably a pretty long healing going into each each chakra going into 108 bodies. That could be pretty complex, but that's what I could possibly do here. I wish there was only like a couple of those, but there's 108 bodies. And then we have sometimes, like I said, the body could be stolen. I have to go out and find the body. That's another very negative aspect trying to do that. But the chakras have to align with them. So if you just think of having your first chakra completely in alignment with all these 108 bodies, it's going to be pretty intense. The energy will be very, very strong there. And you're going to be able to probably get out of the survival mode because all of a sudden you're functioning properly. And then the second chakra, we know that's normally creativity. So they want to be all in alignment, flowing spirit energy through them. And I think you probably understand what I'm saying in the power chakra the same way. So we get corrupted, and these bodies are necessary to have a complete healing. What we'll do now is we'll work with these bodies here, and we're going to put them all into alignment for you. So at least they're going to have all these telephone poles straight for you. And this healing helps a lot of people. So here we go. Working on, and I use percentages here. That's the easiest way to do this here. So we're going to go to the first, say, 0 to 10%, and aligning those now. And if you're really, really sensitive, you might feel it at about 50%. Most people feel it about 90, 95%. So here we go. There we go. That's corrected. And you might feel a shift in your consciousness here. Now we're going from, we'll just say 10% to 20%. And that feels really good. Okay, 20 to 30. And like I mentioned earlier, for me, just knowing about this stuff and seeing the state of humanity here, I mean, like I said, I don't really like or wish I was doing these healings. I wish we'd all be whole and complete. I mean, it's just sad of what's happened to humanity here, too. I guess you know where I'm going with this here, you know. It's just awful what they've done to us down here. Okay, 30 to 40%. Okay, and 40 to 50. There we go. And 50 to 60. And 60 to 70. Now, those really felt bad to me. A lot of people out there have had these bodies corrupted, out of alignment. Like I said, they could be upside down, they could be sideways, and right now we're putting them all back into order. There we go. But if you have a missing piece of you in those bodies, it's just too hard right now to go out and find it. But we can get them, what you have there in integrity, put back into order. Okay, now we're going from 80 to 90. That feels good. And now we'll count up. 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. There we go. Okay. How's that, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels wonderful to me, and it definitely feels like as you're doing that, more, I guess, more horsepower comes as a result, I guess, of being aligned and having your energy kind of collected up there.
Yes, and you have that higher consciousness, and you don't feel quite as scattered.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're not all dispersed in different directions and having your energy diluted.
Yeah, what everybody should do, if you could, after the show's ended here, is just look in the mirror and just see how bright your eyes are. You should be a lot brighter than what you were before you came on this program tonight. Okay.
Why don't we have everyone increase their life force energy at this point now that they've had this alignment?
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. So let's, if you haven't done it before, it's a real simple process, and this will work for anybody. You don't have to be spiritual to understand it. What you want to do is write down on a piece of paper so you can remember what the words are. And it's very simple, which is I now increase my... my life force energy. I'll repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And what you want to do is put your hands in front of you like you're doing a prayer with your palms facing each other. And move your hands apart then, maybe body width or a little bit more, and have your palms facing each other. And slowly come in until you can feel like an invisible spring being compressed, or like a ball being compressed a little bit. And that's where your energy of your body is. And then what you want to do is move your hands apart and then say the affirmation out loud. And then move your hands in again, and you'll notice that all of a sudden your hands will be maybe a couple inches further apart. And say it again, and just keep doing it. And after about 10 times for almost everybody, their hands are straight out alongside of them. And if you want to say it 100 times after the show, you can do that. You have more and more energy coming into you. And this brings your spirit into you also. So here we go. I'll start it off here. And we can all say it out loud if you wish. And you must say it out loud and not do it in your head, because you're not in the mental plane. You want to tell all your cells and the physical to take and bring in more life force energy from your spirit. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Suck it to him, Chris. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 I guess one more. I now increase my life force energy. So your body should be buzzing. You should feel like you're really plugged into your spirit. And what this does is brings your spirit more fully into your body, which is what you want to do. I'd say practice this maybe 3-5 times a day for a week or two. And then also, each time you say it, you're getting more spirit into you, which will help to protect you in a sense from energies around you. And so if you're a person doing healing work, or you're in the field with a lot of people around you, in the workplace, by saying this, it'll help to prevent the psychic energy cords from the mind connecting to you. It'll just go to the field around you and stop. It won't attach to your body. So just do this here, and do it all the time if you can. And after about maybe a week or two of saying it out loud, you should be able to do it instantly just by moving your hands, and it'll take maybe probably a third of a second to get charged up. And anyway, that's what I would suggest doing. It's the quickest way to get you more in your body. And the way you can tell if you're not on your body too is just give yourself a little light pinch. And if you tend to become more consciously aware in your head, and all of a sudden you go, oh, I'm pinching myself, in a sense, then if you get a rush of energy, or you have maybe some more of your brain working for you, then that means that your spirit was out. And it came into you because it wanted to see what's going on with your body, if you're going to have any harm done to you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. So that life force energy affirmation is just really, really great if anyone out there is in the healing arts at all. Before you work on someone else, you want to make sure that you're fully charged up yourself so you don't take on their stuff, which is not a good thing.
Yes, and a question, I guess, from Lee here. Do we always have to use our hands? Well, I would suggest that, because you can sample the energy. It's just an indication to you that it's working, okay? It'll work anyway. But some people need to have that validation, and you do feel it. And that's why I'd say use your hands to sample it.
But if you're going to do it a lot of times in a row, and you've already got up to where your body width, then does the person need to
just
keep...
Just drop your hands down. Yeah, you don't have to keep using it maybe after.
You get tired after a while.
Yeah. The more you do it, you know, just by saying it out loud, once you get plugged in and you keep going, you know, if you did it 1,000 times, you'd probably want to lift off this planet. You know, you might want to feel like you're levitating or something. I know 100 times is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And when I do this with a group of people in a room, if I do it 20 times, the room temperature just increases tremendously. So that's quite interesting. The people start breaking out into a sweat. You know, there's so much amped up power there. So, Sylvia, it looks like our time's coming to a close again.
Yeah, I'll just mention one more thing. We had someone, we weren't able to get to every single request on the fast chat, and earlier someone was asking for protection or a shield from psychic attacks, and this is something that can really help you with that if you do that every day, because you're charged up, so you're not so vulnerable to that stuff coming into your auric field, so... if that's a concern for you, you might want to try that.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, and anything you want to mention about where you'll be or how to contact you or anything before we sign off?
I'm going to San Francisco end of this month, the last weekend, to the New Living Expo. And I'll have the light infusion chamber there. So hope to see all of you if you're in that area, if you're, you know, on the California coast. So I guess that's basically it. I'll be at WESAC Festival in Mount Shasta. That'll be at the middle of, I believe, next month. So I'll just be signing off here. Time's running out here. So
okay.
I'll say blessings to all of you. And, you know, definitely, if you can, get on the hours calls that we have here Monday and Friday. They're only $20, and you get a lot of healing work done. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, blessings, everyone, and we will be back on Wednesday at 7 Pacific. Until then, much love, and keep doing that affirmation, and let us know on Wednesday how it went for you. Okay, good night.
Hey, good night, everybody.